Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this end-of-week devotion, Saturday, May the 30th. On the church calendar, we've had Easter season. We've had Pentecost last week when we talk a little bit more and celebrate the Holy Spirit. And this weekend, we have Trinity Sunday tomorrow when we try and speak a little bit more and reflect on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit together, which means we try and understand the most sacred mystery of the universe in just one sermon or a one-hour Eucharist, which is not easy to do. But instead of pulling out our usual examples or doctrine or images, I would like us to think today and tomorrow of our own individual lives. And we can think of our lives as a match that's struck. You strike a match, you get a new flame. The flame lives and lingers for a while. But that's where the comparison gets just a little bit difficult. What happens when you blow the match out? Well, that's what happens if our lives, no matter how long and fruitful they may be, that's what happens if our lives are not connected to anything larger than us. But instead, we can think of our lives not as a match that gets blown out and then thrown away. We can think of our lives as a spark. Same thing. A spark seems to come out of nowhere. It burns. It has life. But sometimes a spark can be consumed into something else. It still might be small by itself, but it can become part of something that burns brighter and longer, even to the point that when the spark itself appears to be gone, it still is living as part of something much larger and grander, something that burns brighter and longer. Of course, no comparison or image is perfect, but let's think about the Trinity that way. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, never mind exactly how each one shows itself, or how each one shows up, or how they all fit together. Think about the Trinity and our God as the source of our lives, our individual lives. We're not like a match that is just blown out and thrown away at the end of our lives. We are more like a spark. We're connected to something larger, something that burns brighter, something that doesn't just burn for a longer period of time, but a light that is eternal. That's really what we're talking about when we talk about the Trinity and our connection to God and our spiritual lives in our little flame individually, but that is connected to and joined to a larger source, a larger reality, and a larger eternity. I'll say more tomorrow. Also, if you're at all relatively new to Apostles and you can make it to church tomorrow, we'd love to have you right after church just for a brief coffee chat with me and a few other folks in the parlor room. Please feel free to drop in. You don't have to RSVP. We'd love to see you as well. Either way, whether you join us online or in person, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you soon.